From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Libya's transitional leaders say they'll hold a liberation ceremony tomorrow to start the clock towards elections in 8 months. The chief of the Transitional Council, Mahmoud Jibril, is at the World Economic Forum meeting near the Dead Sea in Jordan. Dale Gavlak reports he says the group must work quickly to disarm its fighters.
Jibril says disarming militias in Libya poses a challenge because they came from all parts of Libya to aid in its liberation from 42 years of rule by Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. The TNC must act as well as the Libyan people to disarm rebels, he says.
First, what kind of resolve the TNC is going to show in the next few days. And the other thing is depending mainly on the Libyan people themselves, whether they're going to differentiate between the past or the future or not, you know.
Jibril says he is counting on Libyans to turn a page on past violence. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak at the World Economic Forum in Jordan.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is assuring Iraq that the United States will continue to support that country in its move to democracy, although U.S. troops are to leave by the end of the year.
Even as our troops come home, the United States' commitment to Iraq's future as a secure, stable, democratic nation remains as strong as ever.
Clinton spoke in Tajikistan as part of a week-long overseas trip. She says she wants to emphasize to countries in the region, especially Iraq's neighbors, that America will stand with its allies and friends. Although Clinton did not mention Iran by name, critics say a troop withdrawal will give an opening to Iran. The Prime Minister of Thailand is invoking a law that provides emergency powers to fight flooding that's threatening the capital, Bangkok. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Jakarta the worst flooding in Thailand in half a century has already killed at least 356 people.
Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat invoked a Disaster Prevention Act, giving her authority over every official in the country. Any official who disobeys her orders in fighting the floods can be prosecuted for dereliction of duty. Yingluck has faced some resistance within the bureaucracy and military since becoming prime minister 3 months ago. While Bangkok's downtown appears safe for now, canals in the city's north have begun to overflow. Around 1,400 residents near Don Mueang Airport were evacuated to shelters as their neighborhood was inundated. The prime minister warned that the emergency could continue for 6 more weeks until waters start to recede. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.
Republicans in Nevada decided today to move their state's caucuses back from January 14th to February 4th. New Hampshire's Secretary of State had warned he'd move his state's primary to early December if Nevada didn't postpone his polling and the National Party had threatened penalties. This is NPR News. Several Republicans who want to be president are in Des Moines today to court religious conservatives attending the Iowa Faith and Family Coalition. The evangelicals will likely pay close attention to businessman Herman Cain, who's currently leading in the Iowa polls. He raised eyebrows when he told CNN that abortion should be left up to the family, not the government. He later said he opposes all abortions. In Denver, an appeals court has upheld a ban on development on nearly 50 million acres of roadless national forest lands that date back to the Clinton administration. Kirk Ziegler of member station KUNC reports it's the latest in a series of back-and-forth court rulings on the Forest Service policy.
The ruling from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a federal district court decision that the 2001 roadless rule violated federal wilderness law. Jane Danowitz is director of public lands for the Pew Environment Group.
The validation of this landmark measure to protect our national forests is especially timely given the aggressive effort we're seeing by some in Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, to open up some of our most pristine public lands to industrial development.
Lawyers for the state of Wyoming and other industry groups had argued the roadless rule was written in the late hour of the Clinton administration without the input of mining and timber companies or Congress. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Ziegler in Denver.
A federal judge in Phoenix yesterday threw out a lawsuit by Arizona against the federal government over immigration. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer had claimed the federal government failed to control the border with Mexico, allowing an invasion of illegal immigrants. U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton said the issue is a political question and not appropriate for a court to decide. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.